Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the WTF Files with Lewis Shoup, Season 3, Episode 1. And life is getting, so much more interesting since the last time I was on this show. For example, we have to think about Donald Trump and the fact that the Kingpin actually beat the charge of impeachment. Personally, in my humble opinion, I don't think Nancy Pelosi and all the other people did far enough here. Give me a moment here while I do an adjustment on my... Yeah, see, I'm hearing myself, and I'm not supposed to do that. So give me a moment here, please, while I go over... let's see here if I can do it this way. Bear with me, please, here one moment. This is kind of sort of a new thing here. New machines. There we go. Let's mute those speakers. That way I can concentrate on my voice and not hear the sound coming back in through the feedback mechanism. So, long story short, here we are with the Bernie Sanders truck idea. I've already created a GoFundMe, and I'm interested in constructive feedback on this idea, which started out the other day on a group that I admin nowadays called By the People, For the People, the DNC, or to elect Bernie Sanders 2020. I forget the name of the group offhand, but anyhow, it started with a posting in that group. I had this idea that maybe if people would come to these Trump rallies with their car stereos and blast the burn, and it kind of sort of evolved from there. So to go expand on that idea, I had this idea maybe to take an ice cream truck to Trump rallies and other events and give away free ice cream while broadcasting the burn to those who are so wrapped up in the words of Trump that they may not realize that they're supporting the biggest kingpin crime boss the world has ever seen. He has gotten so far as to even defeat impeachment efforts. And this is way beyond the comic book Kingpin, who was one of Spider-Man's nemesis back in the day. I remember way back in the day I had a Sega CD, and one of my favorite games was Kingpin versus Spider-Man. Well, guess what? It's almost 20, 30 some years later off the top of my head, and there is no Spider-Man. I'm sorry to disappoint all you people out there who believe in Santa Claus, and who believe in Spider-Man, and who maybe even believe that Spider-Man or somebody like him will come and rescue us. He will not come and rescue us. We have to save ourselves. The ice cream truck is the beginning idea there. This whole thing about broadcasting the ice cream truck actually came about from about 5 years ago or so. I was sitting in a friend's backyard one day on the 4th of July, and this ice cream truck came in and made the city quiet. I live here in Allentown. And when the ice cream truck appeared, all the explosions on the 4th of July stopped. All the firecrackers stopped. And all you could hear was the sounds of the ice cream truck and some children gathering around, haggling and such for ice cream. And when it pulled away, after several minutes, the explosions resumed. I don't want to see no more explosions here at that point. But the idea behind this ice cream truck is to chill people out, to chill the Trump supporters out, and enlighten them, among other things, by broadcasting the burn on three big screen TVs and high quality loudspeakers so that it would blast it out far and wide while serving up free ice cream to chill out the Trump voters. Among other things, I have the idea of maybe painting various Bernie quotes and such on the sides of the ice cream truck while people gather, complete with QR codes, so that the curious could simply scan the QR codes with their smartphones and it would come up to the relevant section of what Bernie Sanders was talking about in that specific quote. So what does everybody think? Let me know in the comments below, or let me know on this dreaded Book of Fates. There will be other shows concerning this idea as I go forward with this, and I try to pimp this idea throughout the dreaded Book of Fates while my laptop here catches up with me. Realchange.us is the central website that I will be using to gather these ideas up, among other ideas that I'm going to be pimping out on those websites as well. The websites in question are available in English, Spanish, and French, as noted on realchange.us. So I'm hoping to expand on those as well. Now that I see it, the original group where this idea came up to and is being posted to is By the People, For the People, hashtag Bernie Sanders 2020 for President. That is the current name of the group. That name may change in the near future, depending. I'm willing to accept suggestions. It's a group that I have been named admin over a few months back. It's roughly 8,000 people. It is a private group. And for those in the private group who wonder about sharing, Facebook has this rule nowadays that if a group maintains over 5,000 active members, that the privacy setting of the group cannot change. Ergo, anything posted to this specific group is not only not viewable by those outside the group, but cannot be shared to outside groups. Facebook, if you're listening, I'd really like to change that. Tell me how. Maybe I'll make mention of that later on as well. Let's see, among other topics here. Well, let's go on here. I have a GoFundMe. The idea here being to generate money. So far, I'm asking for roughly $50,000. Now, this $50,000 is going to ask for the initial truck and the initial support network, which may well include a van or some other vehicle capable of both supporting the ice cream truck and hauling product. And the biggest thing I'm going to need is product. In this case, ice cream. I don't have enough ice cream to feed the 40,000 people or so that attend your average Trump rally. I want to get enough ice cream to be able to give away for that. So the number one thing I'm going to need besides the ice cream truck is the actual ice cream. Hey, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, very politically active. Would you be willing to donate some ice cream to this effort to broadcast the burn to the uninitiated and the unknowing and the totally fooled? Get back to me if you would. I'll be contacting you later and separately myself over this idea. Let's see what other notes I made here. Initial crowdfunding campaign. Thinking about a 501c4 organization because, well, I can't use the C3 option from the IRS because the idea here is to get Bernie Sanders elected to the presidency as well as any other candidates for the House and or Senate who would support Bernie Sanders' measures because he can't do it by himself. If he were at the top of the list right now, he would need cooperation from both the House of Representatives and the Senate in order to implement his policies. Thank the good Lord above right now that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats do in fact have the House of Representatives, or we would be living in a whole worse environment as Trump would consolidate his power with both houses. And do try to remember too that Donald Trump is at the top of the food chain. He doesn't want to do away with mass surveillance, which Bernie Sanders is the only presidential candidate out there who in fact does want to do with mass surveillance and restore our Fourth Amendment rights as they were originally intended. No other candidate even talks about the Fourth Amendment and how it has been infringed by both Democratic and Republican presidents and Congress before this point. And now Donald Trump is up there and he's wanting to keep these things in effect. And the majority of his supporters don't even know that yet. Among other things I'd like to do with the ice cream truck rally idea at the various Trump rallies is to give away Tails DVDs. Tails is a securable and live operating system based on Debian that is deliberately forgetful. You can run this from your DVD drive, you can load it up on a flash drive, and it makes no harmful changes to the computing device that it is running from. All the connections are routed through Tor or the Onion router, and so is, as far as I know, the most securable operating system out there, so that you can search and surf and do things without Trump's surveillance state knowing what you are doing. And yes, I understand what I'm saying, that I wish to empower the Trump supporter and any other supporter out there who is listening. The address for Tails, if you want to observe this and download this and play around with it yourselves, is Tails, T-A-I-L-S, dot Boum, and that's spelled B-O-U-M, dot org. So the address for that is tails.boum.org, and you can go there yourself right now. You can download the latest flavors, learn about Tails, learn how to use it. It's not perfect. It requires adjustment to your browsing and surfing habits, but doing that will help you avoid the surveillance state out there as much as possible. And yes, as I said before, I want to empower the Trump supporter, as well as anybody else who is listening, to get them away from the Trump surveillance state and to turn them on to the burn, B-E-R-N, Bernie's words. Among other things here, I said the QR codes. I did mention Ben and Jerry's. This truck is going to be a relatively big expense in and of itself. It needs to be large. It needs to have the infrastructure necessary, and it needs to be capable of interstate travel. Donald J. Trump himself is going to have to tell me where he's going to be with his rallies, and it is my intention to be at these rallies with the ice cream truck. And in that area, too, I'm going to be partially dependent, if not more so, on the local Bernie supporters wherever Trump goes, which we'll cover that at another time. I'm just saying that in general, pass out Davey's thinking about free Wi-Fi, not so sure about that. I'm getting dinged. Robert, hey, if you're listening, call in if you want. It's now 11:15, so I still got some time to kill. Let me check the channel here to see if anybody is chatting with me. I'm looking at several monitors, and I'm not sure. So let's see. Somebody's chatting with me, maybe? I got a ding here, it looks like. Ooh, silence, dead air time. Connecting, there we go. The chat function is working, yay! So you can actually chat with me during the episode here as it's being broadcast live. If you go to the website for the Blog Talk Radio, which I had posted earlier, I thought somebody was there chatting, wanting to chat with me, but that's okay. So among other things, oh my God, let's see here. Trump, there's so many WTFs with Trump, I really don't know where to begin. Hopefully I'm going to start on this tomorrow, so please bear with me here. Tomorrow will be the next episode of the WTF Files. I'm thinking originally broadcasting tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. That will give me a chance to go over some of the notes here that I have set up. Doing this show is a bit complicated. I have to plan this out. I have to plan what I'm going to talk about. So if anybody out there is willing to volunteer as a writer, I'm willing to accept applications and thoughts on this subject. Please leave comments in the notes in the various places that I have left all over the dreaded Book of Face and maybe a few other places. One very important consideration that I'm going to need to worry about with this vehicle is in the various places and ports of call, food service inspections, stringent inspections by local officials who may in fact be Trump supporters. This is something I have to worry about, something I have to think about, and something I need to plan for on a literally case-by-case basis, because I don't know what cities I would be going to. I don't know what the local food service laws would be like. I may even encounter resistance from local Trump supporters. I need to plan for that. And the more people who would be supporters of this idea, I could really use supporters beyond the money required to start this up, beyond the money required to give away all this ice cream. And I would need supporters to pay attention mostly to Donald Trump, because he's the big guy. He's the kingpin that I have to worry about. And there will be no Spider-Man. There will be no Peter Parker who is going to be out there to save me or save us. So again, this is something I can't do by myself. This is something Bernie can't do by myself. We need help. We need to turn the Trump supporters, and we need to wake them the fuck up, really. That's the biggest WTF, the fact that Trump has them so enamored, so taken in by his TV persona that they cheer willingly when he goes out and does all the evil things that he does do. So for now, I'm going to end this show early. I think I covered everything that I wanted to today. Tomorrow I'm going to be expanding on this greatly. If there's anything you want me to talk about, leave a note in the comments. And at the end of the day, if you're willing to help with this idea, I could really use the money, A, for the truck, B, for the ice cream. But even if you can't support me directly, if you share this idea with your groups and with other Bernie supporters to spread the word, that would be the best thing that you could do to help me out. So with that, I'm going to leave off early here for the day. Thank you very much for listening to me out of the blue like this. And stay tuned tomorrow for the next exciting edition of the WTF Files with Lewis Shoup as we get back into the swing of things. See you in the funny papers, and have a nice day.